In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Take the bass line out.
Hard Knocks for the Bills on HBO Max. It's Hard Knocks. So, question for you, Sal, before I get to this question about Roger Goodell. Is it possible that James Cook's camp changes any sort of their approach based on the Bills being on Hard Knocks? There's a bigger spotlight now, right? Everything that happens inside, outside, whether it's Cook speaking on the issue, if it's Cook not showing up, anything like that. Do you think it's possible that Hard Knocks could change the Cook camp strategy?
I think it's possible, and I think it would be for better or worse, depending on how you're looking at it.
Yeah.
It could be...
Not to say it would work.
Correct.
But
for the, if you're looking at it from a Bills standpoint, a Bills fan, and thinking, we want James Cook here, we want him happy, it could change from a, okay, the Bills are saying, hey, buddy, get to camp, show the league what you can do, and if not, people are going to be talking about, hey, here's this guy holding out. Okay, that's right. I could do that. I can get there. It could also be the other way. It could be James Cook saying, guess what? Now I'm really, you're going to see, the world's going to see, the league is going to see how much I mean to this team. And I'm not going to be there. Like, I think it could go either way, actually.
Yeah.
So I guess at the end of the day, it probably won't matter much. But certainly, I think there's got to be a discussion. Hey, we're going to be on Hard Knocks, right? Do we want this as a storyline? From the Bills standpoint, you don't want a distraction. Brandon Bean seems confident that, you know, well, A, James Cook will be playing for the Buffalo Bills in 2025. But I think even reading his and listening to his quotes and things he says, I think he's indicating and confident that James will be at training camp. That will be seen, but what's first got to be seen, will James Cook be even at mandatory minicamp starting June 10th? That's something that you have to be at or you can be fined, but it's obviously not training camp. It's a bit different story. So that's when we'll start to kind of get this percolating.
We'll see. Bills on Hard Knocks. Very exciting. Fun times. So, all right, following up on yesterday, I see a piece here from Ben Volin of the Boston Globe, friend of the show. We both know Ben. Mm-hmm. And the headline on his piece is about how the league reminded Roger Goodell in keeping the tush push for 2025, NFL owners remind Goodell he's an employee, not the boss. And whether or not this was a loss for Goodell, I think is debatable. They lost. The ban the tush push side of it lost. They lost 10-22. That's a win in most votes. It takes 75% of owners to change a rule. Why is change happening slowly? Well, because you don't need a 32. You don't need 17 votes. You need 24. 22-10 is a blowout that the league wants it banned and the commissioner wants it banned. And really, it's all in the phrasing of it, Sal. Could I phrase it this way? 10 obstructionist teams opt to keep the tush push. That's what happened. One of them is the Eagles. The Bills voted against it. So 9 other holdouts allow Eagles to keep tush push. 9-22.
Yeah.
When it came out yesterday, listen, I'm not surprised. I'm not upset about it. But should Roger Goodell feel like he lost? He got a lot closer. He's been against this issue for a long time. And if they're trying to whip up the votes or whatever they're doing, they got close. And on the playoff thing, that didn't lose either. They pulled that because the conversation was generally, what if instead we just work on it when we get to our 18-game schedule, which who knows how quickly that happens. Maybe by next year we get an 18th game?
I would think in a couple of years it could very well be coming.
Next CBA?
Oh, yeah. By the way, you had an idea earlier I want to talk about with how to do the 18th game. The next CBA is not going to be for another 5 years. But I think it's going to happen before then. I think 18th game comes before that.
Do you know what could make it happen? Is that the NFL could pull out of all of its media deals, I guess, by like the end of next year and redo them all. And when they redo them all, it'll be, oh, we're going to add another game. And by the way, the salary cap's going to go up through the roof. And you're totally going to be fine with paying James Cook $15 million because starting running backs are going to start getting 30 because, you know, the money goes up and up. But I don't see this as phrasing it as a loss. Oh, I lost. Well, what happened? I lost 10-22.
but I do think, like, there is a part that I understand, which is these things were tabled, these two things, the tush push and the playoff seeding. And the reason things generally get tabled, Jeremy, from the owners' meetings in March to now is, hey, the league really wants it, and it didn't pass, so we're going to make some calls and do some lobbying. We're going to get this thing to pass.
Yep.
And they didn't get it to pass, which I understand someone then thinking, well, that's a loss for the league. But you're right. Like, there's still a great overwhelming majority that still voted the way the league and Roger Goodell wanted it to be voted.
Yeah. He's not some fringe dictator trying to convince 32 teams and it went down 32-0. He's close.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
And it's also possible, Sal, that the reason it didn't pass, they banned all pushing and pulling. Maybe two of the teams that voted for keeping it would have voted for banning it if it was only banning that play and allowing pushing everywhere else. Like, it was, it's just like a bill in the House or the Senate.
Sure.
Parts of it were grouped in that made some teams say, well, now I don't want to vote for that. And if you switch it back, maybe two teams go this way and two teams go that way. So I don't think it was a stunning rebuke of the commissioner myself. Rob in Hamburg. Hey, Rob, good morning.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, thanks.
Sal, you're a vintage age, kind of like I am. So do you remember the band Cinderella?
I do.
The what?
The band Cinderella.
Yeah.
Okay, they have a song that they should play 4th and 1 anytime there's a break before they go do the play. It's called Push Push.
Okay.
You got to look it up and play it. And the best part about it was if the Bills actually do it, because Cinderella's from the Jersey, Philadelphia area.
Okay. Well, I like the song Nobody's Fool. Do we have a spot for that to play Cinderella, Nobody's Fool? I'm not your fool. Nobody's fool. Nobody's fool.
That would have to be on a coach's challenge if you were.
I love it. Thanks, man.
Hold on. I'm going to pull a deep pull here maybe because the only song from Cinderella that I know was on the Wayne's World soundtrack. Did they sing Ballroom Blitz?
Ooh.
Who did Ballroom Blitz?
They might. Let me see.
Somebody on... somebody... Boy, what's their song from the Wayne's World soundtrack? Listen, we're on the Cinderella. This is right up your alley, and me to some degree.
Uh-huh.
In 2005, Cinderella toured with Firehouse, Rat, and Quiet Riot.
Yes.
They sang Hot and Bothered.
That's on the Wayne's World soundtrack?
Yes.
Okay. That'd be the song.
Listen.
Who sings Ballroom Blitz then?
Did you look it up?
Tia Carrera, okay.
Carrera, listen, I didn't know how to say her last name.
But if I'm ranking them, I'm going Rat, Round and Round over Nobody's Fool by Cinderella. They're both great, but Rat, Round and Round, yeah, that's a song. I love it.
Wayne's World. You two young guys ever seen Wayne's World?
Yes.
No, you have, of course.
Yes.
These two.
Wayne's World.
No.
No.
You should.
Yeah. I know of it. It's from SNL, right?
Does it hold up? That's a good question. Probably.
There was a lot of talk yesterday in the afternoon show about Da Bear's skit on SNL because George Wendt. Was that you guys? It was you and Nate.
Yeah.
And I was listening to that. That was really interesting because I couldn't remember how often George Wendt was in it until you brought it up.
Yeah.
That he was actually in it a little bit more often, right?
He was the brother of one of the main guys. Like he played Bob Swirsky and Bill Swirsky's super fans and the Bears.
You also talked a little bit yesterday about the Karen Reed trial, and I texted you.
Yes. Yes.
Karen, and I said, I have watched that documentary on the Karen Reed trial. It's 4 episodes long.
Yeah, 4 or 5.
Riveting.
Yeah,
I'm like, oh my God. I got my parents to actually watch it when they were over at the house one night. And I think I had like 3.5 episodes and then they stopped watching, but I don't think they finished it. And I might have to with them because I want to kind of see where they land. I know where I land, but I would tell you that it was really, really interesting. It's terrible what happened, obviously.
Yeah.
It's a trial about a woman who is on trial in the Boston area for killing her cop boyfriend. There was a party. It was a snowstorm. They were drinking. She was behind the wheel. She admits that that is the case. She's being accused of backing into him intentionally to kill him, where the defense is arguing that's not what happened. He went into that house. Something happened in the house where there was a fight or something, and they left him to die out in the lawn.
Yeah,
it's incredible.
We did finish it. We have family that lives in the Boston area that lives actually very, very close to this. And last year, my brother-in-law was telling us all about this trial. He's like, oh, yeah, it's going to be on Netflix. Like, you'll see it soon. The town has been taken over by this whole thing. And we did finish it. 803-0550. Quick check-in on the Bears at 9 o'clock. Chris Emma covers the Bears. We're talking Bears and Hard Knocks, what that experience will be like for the Bills, who are going to be featured this year on HBO. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 to join us on WGR.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule.
Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
When you create a category of SUV, you focus on improving upon it. The large traditional premium utility Lincoln Navigator SUV is all new for 2025. Inspired redesign, both inside and out, is met with a class-exclusive heated powerful third-row bench seat and the class-exclusive Lincoln Splitgate. Experience what it's like to have your wellness placed at the center of it all. Discover it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer. Lincoln, the power of sanctuary. Class's large traditional premium utility.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.